This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Wednesday night, final hour. Coming to you from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have asked my man, Mr. Maloney, to stay with me, at least through this segment, because I do want to tell you why you want to be a member of Second Call Defense. Sean, do you know who Paul Lathrop is?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. Paul Lathrop is one of the co-hosts on the Polite Society podcast with Rob Morse. And Rob has been a guest here a few times. I've been a guest on the Polite Society podcast a few times. Paul is a long-haul driver. And he was in Nebraska training a student driver, and then the following happened. He had stopped at a station to refuel. As the student pulled away from the pump, another driver felt that, like, the student drove too close to his rig. There was no collision, but the irate driver of the other truck rushed over to the driver's side of Paul's rig and aggressively approached the student. Student felt that he was about to be assaulted and told the aggressor to back off. Paul also demanded that the driver back off. After some back and forth, the other driver finally went back to his vehicle and the student drove off. The other driver called the police and accused Paul Lathrop of threatening him with a gun, even though the student swore that he never saw a gun any time during the confrontation. The police stopped them and Paul was arrested. Mr. Lathrop had to go to something called, what is this called? Go Get Funding. They had to open a Go Get Funding site for him to get his first, he needs $15,000. He got $5,000 as a retainer, and now his lawyer is actually going to work for him. The first thing I thought when I was talking with Mr. Morse, Sean, was I said, is he a member of anything? He said, no, I'm a member of the Armed Citizens Defense League. I said, yeah, man, you got to talk about that later. I said, but is he a member? He said, no. I said, what are you guys doing, man? I mean, this is something that we talk about all the time.
almost the exact same fact pattern of people that I've represented both for Second Call Defense and in my private practice before Second Call Defense got off the ground. In fact, one of the first clients of Second Call Defense that we went to action for in Kentucky was really charged with brandishing, and a brandishing that he never did. So essentially, in that case, our client, a Second Call Defense member, was accused of brandishing. It was a long argument between neighbors and stuff, so he's accused of brandishing against the grandchild. Never branded. So,
right.
Well, first off, we cover brandishing if you had been forced to brandish a firearm. In this case, nobody brandished, but he was arrested in jail because he was accused of brandishing.
Right.
It didn't matter that it mattered to the insurance company, but it didn't matter to me because our foundation represented him and had him out of jail within 45 minutes after we found out what had happened. Unfortunately, his wife forgot that they were members of something called a Fence for the Weekend. So the gentleman spent the weekend in a, as he said, a musky jail with a leaky roof. So at that point in time, we jumped into action with the foundation that we had. And we didn't worry about the foundation being reimbursed. It was something that we knew was the right thing to do for our neighbors.
Right.
Things like this happen all the time. You're accused of, and it was almost like the 23-year-old. He brandished. He had a legal right to brandish. He was driving to the police station to tell them what happened, and the true bad guy called and said, hey, he threatened me with a gun. He did this, this, and this, and it was all the things that he had done. And so the first person that made the phone call and got to the police first won in the short term, but that's why it's important that even if you brandish or you're in any type of confrontation like that, you want to be the first person that calls the police, even if the good guy with the gun or the good guy that didn't use the gun. So I always advise people, when people have come up to you and they've threatened you and they've attacked you, just don't go home. Call somebody immediately on a non-emergency number or dial 911 if that's your only choice and say, hey, this just happened and I'm still scared.
No information on whether or not he had a gun on him. I would sort of suppose he might have. But I think Paul may live in California, which that sort of tells me he might not have any sort of a permit. So, once again, he was in a vehicle.
California could be. And remember, folks, it's not a crime to do something you have a legal right to do. People are going to say that. With 140 million households with guns and almost 400 million guns in America, I have to suspect that the majority of us have the ability to have a firearm. But, I mean, Bill, that's a perfect point. They're not protected. They have to start a GoFundMe site to get bail, GoFundMe site to get a retainer fee, but now you're at the mercy of people you don't even know when you need an attorney immediately, because like I've said over and over again, if you don't have the money up front to pay for an attorney, nobody's going to come to your aid until they're going to get paid.
Well, it just, you know, one of the things about carrying a gun that strikes me is that's like the ultimate statement of self-reliance, and yet not... Me having my defender plan just furthers my self-reliance. I've realized I may have to use it, which means I'm going to be needing help for something I don't know how to deal with it myself. And he had to rely upon the kindness of people he doesn't know.
Right.
I don't know how popular I am. I don't know how well that worked. Did you hear about the actor that got caught with the air pistol in New Jersey filming without a permit, and he's in all kinds of trouble. And the off-duty cop, he's in all kinds of trouble. I mean,
it doesn't matter. You made a good statement. You know, you're self-relying on yourself. You're ready to protect yourself and take your own safety and the family safety and protection into your own hands, but you're not ready for the rest of it. And then now you have to rely on somebody else. And unfortunately, that's the situation that we're in. Now, I hope this never happens, but I just read an article. There's four states right now in Los Angeles, the city, is considering forcing people, if you have a gun, you have to have a minimum of $250,000 of liability insurance, which is all right if you're a second call defense member, because you already have that.
Right.
It's unconstitutional to force somebody to do that, but that's just another thing that you're trying to do to us, force us to have insurance for exercising a constitutional right. And so that's the lesson, folks. They're never going to stop. They're always going to try for something, because they can't get you one way. They're going to go another way until they find something that works. And it doesn't matter to them that it only works for a couple of days or a couple of months or a couple of years until the Supreme Court gets a hold of it, because they successfully, you know, got what they wanted, and that was power over you.
Right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to spend with me for this, because this was the first thing of this that I knew enough detail about it to go in there and say, what do you think of this? And I would not, you know, I would not want to be it. Don't worry. Don't wait till you get arrested to worry about your legal defense. Think about it as something that if you're carrying a gun, that may happen. These guys, Mr. Maloney and company, they're the ones to go see.
Preparation as an armed citizen, folks, is just something we have to do. Unfortunately, we have to think about the consequences of doing everything we have a legal right to do. But
right.
Please don't be those people that call me on a regular basis and say, this happened to me and I'm not a member, but I'm going to become a member, because there's only so much I can do.
Understand. Thank you for staying with me. We will talk soon.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up, now we're going to pivot, and we're going to see if we can go insane.
This is Lock and Load. ...27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're going to do a little buyer's beware now. Or is it buyer beware? Whatever. Whatever. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot.
Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I was at a gun shop today, and I had just seen this article, and I saw one of the gun shop people advising someone to get this holster. Now, I've got to redo it, because you'll notice, if you noticed, I repurposed the music that was with the G-code spot and used it for Reactive Gunworks, simply because it fit the script better. However, if you're going to have an outside-the-waistband paddle holster, you owe it to yourself for it to be G-code. And if you're going to have one that, if you don't want any sort of retention on it, the OSH will work, and it will retain your gun, and it's in about the same price point as anything else out there. You see, the gun guy at the counter, he was showing a Black Hawk Sherpa. I have about five of those in a box. a lot of shooting schools out there today ban the Sherpa. They ban them because they're simply too dangerous to use. When you're in the draw stroke of a gun, and you draw said gun, and you push in the button on the Sherpa holster as you draw it, there is a tendency for your finger that you've just now applied pressure to on the holster in order to get it to release. Now, with other retention holsters like the 2 by G-code, they have a thumb release, so your thumb is slamming into it as part of the natural draw stroke. You don't have to have any other sympathetic responses. Your fingers can remain flat on the holster and index on the side as you're coming up. Not so with the Black Hawk Sherpa. Now, James Tarr, co-host of Handguns and Offensive Weapons, and Patrick Sweeney, handgun editor of Guns and Ammo, attempted to film a video defending the Sherpa holster as a safe holster to use. Unfortunately, they accomplished just the opposite, and Sweeney came astonishingly close to shooting himself in the process. If you look at his draw at 227 to 231, his finger is in the trigger guard, on the trigger, as he is about, 4 inches away from clearing the holster. The gun is still down. He is muzzling the outside sweep of his quadricep. His finger slips inside the trigger guard and makes contact with the trigger. Doesn't rest on it, hits it. He comes within a fraction of an inch of creating the exact same self-inflicted wound that made Tex Grebner famous on YouTube. There are a host of holsters out there that do not have that stupid button on the side of the holster. Okay? Pick one of those, please. Pick one of those. The Sherpa is a bad design. If the Sherpa was actually a fitted holster, you wouldn't have to have that little tab in there indexing the trigger guard to hold it in place. As it is, when you run around with a Sherpa on, that gun is rattling and moving inside the holster. It does not happen. It does not happen with a G-code holster. There are other holsters out there that it doesn't happen with as well, but I'm only pushing G-code because that's all I run, for the most part, is G-code. For these Kydex paddle holsters, okay? For these other holsters, like the pancake ones that are flat against your side that really are good for concealment if you want to be outside the waistband, you don't have to worry about them with those either. But if you're looking at this form factor of a paddle that you stick in your belt, G-code is the way to go. Blackhawk is the way to shoot yourself, okay? I mean, Tim Harmson at the Military Arms Channel, he's done some buyer bewares on these things. There are much safer designs out there. And, if you want to spend some more money, you can go to Safariland. I mean, there's all kinds of holsters out there that you can spend big money on if you want to. Or you can go with G-Code, which is mid-range. High quality, though. This is tactical operator stuff. So, When I saw this guy, he pulled his he pulled his gun in the holster, pulled the whole thing, the holster bang out of his off of his belt, and was being the gun guy. And these were some people looking to buy their first gun. He was being the gun guy. He was showing them his gun. He muzzled them with his gun in the Black Hawk Serpa holster. And I was just sitting there praying for strength. Give me strength. Go out there. I know that Blackhawk, okay, look, I know that Blackhawk and Phobos, they are out there. Phobos doesn't have that button. Phobos, you know, he covers the trigger guard. It's not a real good fit. G-code is, like I say, it's like it's been spray painted on there. That's why I like them. They have a retention screw in there, even with the open top OSH. You can run around with that thing with a retention screw screwed down to the proper tension. And your gun's not going to come out. Gives you a fair degree of paddle holster, very close to the body, concealment capability. At the same time, they're so modular, you can do about anything that you want with them, which they've tried to do and make it easy with on things like the Blackhawk Serpa, but they're much more, you know, there's much more involved. They're much more involved in all of that. So I don't want... I don't like to hear about people like us shooting ourselves when we're trying to train. Trying to train with a gun is hazardous. And the one thing that we don't need to be doing is using a piece of equipment that makes it more hazardous. Doesn't that, I hope that makes sense to you. If any of you out there work for Blackhawk, well, you know, if I offended you, I would say I'm sorry, but the Blackhawk Serpa sucks. So, all that being said, anyway, coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to do another gun myth thing. This time it's going to be about the gun lobby, simply because I like dispelling these gun myths. But I don't know. Every time I see that kind of malfeasance out there, it just makes me grimace. It makes me grimace. And, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going there. Not going to tell you that. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Oh yeah, like Original Sin, there's an original myth in the gun rights struggle. Let's talk about that, shall we? Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, as I said, like Original Sin, there's an original myth in the gun rights struggle. And that's that progressives actually make some sort of progress. The words are similar. Their goals and everything else that they do is sort of counterintuitive. Progressives actually interfere with progress. They're opposite. The opposite of the name they use. They're quite busy deluding themselves into thinking they're the ones pushing gun safety and crime prevention forward. They bring the news media with them. They are actually standing in the way of progress. They use media to misinform the public and delay every advance in firearm science, gun policy, and crime prevention. If they would shut up and get out of the way, or open their eyes and listen to me, they would see how much harm they're doing. Instead, they project and inject their fears and nonsensical notions into the very thing they want to achieve. We recoil in horror at this absolute lack of liberty and the way they paint their fellow Americans, and we do the exact opposite of what they want and go out and buy more guns. Our rights would stand uninfringed, criminals would be deterred, children would get education, and society would benefit if they would only shut up and open their eyes. Now, Let's talk about the big, bad gun lobby myth. You hear about that all the time, how the gun lobby does this and how the gun lobby does that, and the Congress is terrified of the gun lobby. Hillary keeps saying it. The news media hammers it. Too many Democrats apparently believe it like the gospel. We've got the defeat, the big, bad, powerful, evil gun lobby, namely the NRA, which is the biggest part of the gun lobby. It's the biggest part of the gun advocacy, rather. But there's plenty of other people in it. Lots of the Firearms Coalition, Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Gun Owners of America, Grassroots North Carolina, Buckeye Firearms Association. They're all over. Now, the NRA does have a lobbying arm, and thankfully it is influential, or we would have real problems in this country. The NRA is a membership-driven civil rights organization defending the most quintessential civil right we have. And they've been doing it for longer than any other civil rights group in the United States today. The NRA is the largest gun safety group in the world, actually teaching true gun safety, teaching countless millions of people the fundamentals of gun use and gun safety, from youngsters to seniors and hunters, competitors, the military, security forces, private guards, instructors, EIEIO. The gun safety rules everyone uses are based upon wisdom that originated in large measure with the NRA. The enemies of the NRA fail to note that. Of course they do. Johnny Come Lately gun groups that put safety in their names, they are primarily gun lobbying groups. They have nothing to do with gun safety. They teach no gun safety, and they're focused almost entirely on disarming the public and limiting gun rights Americans have had for centuries. That we could lose. But where the myth really kicks in is that the gun lobby is not so much one vilified civil rights group based in Fairfax, but the 100 million gun owners across this United States who resent and resist the actions of hardcore lobbyists who would attempt to eradicate our liberty and destroy the Bill of Rights. We the people, the vast majority of which are not affiliated with any of those groups I mentioned, we are the gun lobby. Millions, tens of millions of us. We are the ones that pick up the phone and call the Congress and call the Senate and tell them not you dare do this. We're the ones that mobilize and vote. We're the ones that give the Republicans over and over again the Congress. While the NRA takes the heat and suffers the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, 95 million of us that aren't affiliated with them, we're the ones actually tagging in. So, look around you. The militia, we're the militia. We're also the gun lobby. Me and you. Now, then there's the gun buyback myth. In this frantic attempt to eliminate firearms ownership from the public, led by know-nothing moms against gun sanity and many pandering politicians whose understanding of guns hovers around their shoe size, the so-called gun buyback program has been invented to take guns off the streets. Now, guns are not in the streets, because if they were in the streets, I would simply go down my street every day and pick up a new one, or two or three. They're in people's drawers and closets and gun safes. They're in the gangbangers' waistbands or safely locked away or stored in home hiding places for ready use when needed. And these facts are lost on reporters who run stories promoting the buybacks, primarily because they're in a gun-free zone in New York. Money for buybacks comes from the charities and the governments and the anti-gun rights politicians and too often out-of-state political agenda groups. These often constitute straw purchase arrangements. Guns get bought by people who will not own them using other people's money. Strictly illegal. It is overlooked by authorities because it is done with supposedly good intentions, which, by the way, what is the road to hell paved with? They're not even gun buybacks. They're actually buy-ups. You can't buy back something you never owned in the first place. That part of it, they're making it sound like guns come from the community, and if they actually had their way, there'd be no guns. Isn't that sort of stupid? That's also counterintuitive. Purchases are rarely made with cash. Donated cash is provided to cooperating store owners, where it is a windfall, and the plastic shopping cards are provided in return, which, listen, I got nothing against anybody wanting to give a gift card or a debit card or whatever. However, there's so many. Do you know how many billions of dollars don't get spent on those? Normally, it comes from a card that you have that has $2 left on it. And these lay around, and this is going to these, you know, some of you people out there, these evil, gigantic corporations. We're giving them billions of dollars every year because we play with gift cards and prepaid debit cards and stuff. Stitch is that. In exchange for a gun, a person, no questions asked, gets a $100 gift card. Now, what self-respecting criminal who has a GAT worth a few hundred is going to trade it for a bag full of groceries? Do you know how many bags full of groceries he can get with that GAT? The program's goal is mythical, like, we'll catch the unicorn today. It is a product of utopian dreaming. Now, what really happens is this. Savvy individuals gather every piece of inoperable junk that looks like a gun that they can find and trade, and they trade those in for gift cards. And then, you know, they've given them something that's worth a lot less than the gift card, so they don't mind if they squander $2 or $3 on that, adding up to billions of dollars. Real buyers and collectors line the streets leading up to the official site and offer hard cash for anybody that's foolishly driving up with a real gun worth real money. The police know this. They themselves cherry-pick the offerings and keep them, which is theft, but they don't call it that because before the rest of them go to the smelter, because who's to know if they take this gun or that gun, right? An occasional gangbanger will unload a crime gun, no questions asked. Don't fall for the myth. We will be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Within 60 days, Superior Court Judge Barbara Bellis is going to make a decision, which, depending on which way, well, it's probably going to be appealed one way or the other. But it could, this is a test to see what the fate of the firearm industry in the United States could be. She said this past Monday that she plans to decide within 60 days whether a lawsuit filed by families of 26 killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, against the gun manufacturer can continue. She heard lawyers for Remington argue Monday that the Federal Protection of Law for Commerce in Arms Act grants gun makers immunity from lawsuits related to injuries that result from criminal misuse of their product. A lawsuit by the companies argues that the way in which a company sells and markets a military-style weapon to the civilian market is a form of negligent entrustment, which is an exemption or an exception to the immunity legislation. Now, fortunately for the judge, the case is dead simple. Joshua Koskoff, Eleanor Sterling and Catherine Mesner-Hage of the law firm Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter are making an attempt to make an end run around the PLCAA, a 2005 law specifically passed in order to protect the firearms industry from frivolous lawsuits like this stupid one. Prior to it being enacted, unscrupulous lawyers would sue firearms companies for absurd amounts of money for lawfully manufacturing firearms that criminals later used to harm people. These unscrupulous attorneys would tell gun companies something along the line of, hey, sympathetic jurors are going to see the widow and children crying in court. Pay us a nice settlement out of court now, and you'll save yourself millions in attorney's fees and the possibility of millions more in damages. Sure, you didn't do anything wrong. It doesn't matter. Pay up. So they, you know, it's extortion. This is the same thing as them bringing a lawsuit against, I don't know, a cutlery company, a steak knife company, because somebody takes that steak knife and says, you know, I want to be just like that guy in Halloween. It's the same thing as going after Chevrolet because a guy is a habitual drunk driver, and he goes out there and wipes out a family in a minivan. Not... You sue a manufacturer of a good because it is shoddy. It's shoddy manufacturing. The Raven says it. You sue Nabisco because Oreos make you fat. I like that idea, Raven. I may very well take that one up. So, you know, going after somebody and trying to sue them for it functioning right, whether you like the way it functions or not, whether somebody with any morals or a criminal gets a hold of it or not, doesn't work. It's not, liability doesn't work that way. What they're trying to do is they're trying to say they were malfeasant and put out a ad campaign that, you know, appealed to crazy people. The only problem with this is that Nancy Lanza bought the guns. Not Adam Lanza, the crazy person, Nancy Lanza, the victim. Koskov, Sterling, and Mesner Hayes are attempting to go around the protection with a pair of absurd and intentionally dishonest arguments. Both of them boil down to calling the American people violent and stupid. Advertising is this, okay? What is advertising? I'll give you an example of advertising. I like my new spot, Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works. Reactive Gun Works specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gun Works seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunWorks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Now, that ad is put together that way with that music and those vocal processors and everything else to get your attention. I didn't say anything in that ad that is dishonest. I attempted to hit on some highlights and point some things out about this company and what they keep in stock and everything else to get you to go look at them. Some of you will go look at them and say, there's no way I'm paying that for a gun. Some of you will go to agency and say the same thing. Some of you will go to Second Call Defense and say the same thing. But that's the way advertising works. Advertising is not, I'm not attempting to hypnotize you. I'm attempting to get your attention. I'm attempting to get you to look at something. That's my job. My responsibility to the client is to get you to look at them. They're saying with this lawsuit that this advertising appeals to crazy people. Koskov said this in court Monday. The public has demonstrated tragically that it was not capable of handling the chattel properly. Chattel. Using the legal term for property, the public as a class is notoriously incompetent, he added, and said that Remington must know that. This is not by any means a stupid company. This is a brilliant company. So he's looking at a jury and telling them, you guys are stupid. If that worked, I need to go play that Reactive Gun Works ad to every one of those jurors. But it doesn't work that way. I've never seen, let me rephrase that. I've never owned a Remington firearm. I've never owned a Bushmaster. I normally go looking. As a matter of fact, I don't even look at the ads anymore. I go to people that have shot the guns. I'll call Hickok. I'll call Such. I'll call the manufacturer. That is one little thing I get out of it. So they're basically saying that Bushmaster needs to pay money because they're so evilly, that there are these evil geniuses that know how to say it. Okay. who's seen that movie Telephone with Charles Bronson? I think it was Telephone, where Donald Pleasance calls everybody on the phone and tells them this little poem, and that's a trigger because they're sleeper agents, and suddenly they snap out of their, they've been low and unaware that they're sleeper agents for 20 years, and they start blowing things up. That's what this is. This is the sleeper agent wake-up call. When Bushmaster or when Remington puts out this ad, you are automatically awoken. You're sitting there going, well, you know, I think I might go buy some Rubik's Cube. And then you hear that and you're like, must buy Remington products, must buy Bushmaster. And then you go, you have this uncontrollable compulsion to go to Academy Sports and buy a Bushmaster. That's what they're saying this is. Calling your potential jury pool a bunch of notorious incompetents, not going to play very well. The judge, like I said, this is a relatively easy case for this. We'll see if she throws it out. The next thing that comes up to mind, though, was the last time we saw this was with Lucky Gunner. We saw this with Lucky Gunner, and Lucky Gunner was going after the people that are the people from Aurora, have been talked by the Brady campaign into suing Lucky Gunner for selling a legal product to a guy that passed that. You don't have to go through a background check for ammo. And yet somehow they were supposed to have some crystal ball and know that James Holmes was going to go shoot a place up, which they don't. Nobody knows that. So, the family suing them was saddled with the legal fees, and I think the Brady campaign has actually taken them on as employees to help them pay it. So, you know, we'll see where this goes. I've got a picture here of Joshua Koskoff. He's a real smiling Jack, too. I'd love to, you know, I'd love to sit down with Joshua, you grinny little kid. He's a young fella. Probably never faced anybody that was really looking at him and saying, you know, you're just one big target-rich environment for me, pally boy. But we need to be watching that because that one, this case, Hillary Clinton wants to gut the PLCAA. Bernie Sanders is going along with it. The election has not been held yet. I'm almost 100% certain that neither one of those Democrats get elected, but we're in the United States. We're in a place where we think that what Beyonce did was just cool at the Super Bowl. Black Lives Matter. Go listen to some of the Black Lives Matter. They will tell you that you need to sacrifice, that you've got to give something up to make it right when you haven't done anything to anybody. And everything you probably got, you probably earned. And you can't say all lives matter because that's racist. That kind of logic, you can't even argue with it. We'll be doing this again tomorrow in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Wednesday night, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.